We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 40. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVholic from tvholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com.
Hi.
The way I just sat up when I was doing that, as I like leaned forward, it was like I was on a TV news show. And I'm Emery.
We're not videotaping you. Just in case.
Good thing, too, because my hair looks like crap today.
Or like one of those people that when they come up to a microphone, they like lean into the microphone like it can't pick your voice up from a foot away or something.
Yes. All right. So what's new, everybody? I forgot for a minute we were recording, too. We had already said hello.
We've even done the intro and everything.
Oh.
You know what's new is the news.
Yes, the news. Lots of news stuff.
It's even got that word right there in it.
All right.
So I don't... What?
What?
Oh, jeez. It's going to be one of those days.
Oh, my God. Quickly, I just have to tell you, I was watching some TV from Netflix, Fawlty Towers, which is an old British show, like from 1975, with John Cleese.
Nice.
And in the one episode where this woman comes in, she doesn't like to turn on her hearing aid because it makes the batteries run out. But of course, she can't hear anybody ever because she doesn't want to waste the battery. And the guy who only speaks Spanish is talking to her, and he says, like, K. And she says, what? And he goes, yes, yes, C, K. And she's like, what? So it's just funny. She thinks that for some reason the guy's name is what. So later on in the episode, she goes, what? And he goes, I didn't say anything. Your what reminded me of that.
Oh, Ray.
It's TV related. Fawlty Towers. It's really funny.
It's always nice on the podcast when somebody else besides Amory takes a tangent.
There you go. Thank you.
And you know what? My tangents are... There's nothing wrong with my tangents.
I didn't say there was anything wrong. I just like that we mix it up a little bit.
I'm sure I have one in me today. Back to the news.
Had we gotten to the news yet?
Yes, we started.
We started to. And then Amory said, I don't have the list.
Anyway, Jay Leno has announced his first guest for his 10 o'clock talk show on September 14th. And to this I say, is this 1998? Seriously? Jerry Seinfeld? Seriously? Discuss.
That's who it's going to be.
Another has been.
Touche, Ray. Touche. That's all I have to say about that. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to record it. I'm not going to give a crap unless somebody I like is on the show.
Do you think that it just perfectly illustrates the show itself that it would be Jerry Seinfeld and not like somebody relevant?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Jerry Seinfeld is funny and he does it. He has stuff going on right now, but he's not relevant to TV and most of the viewers. So, and hey, how true is the rumor that ABC, was it ABC and Fox or whoever told their stars not to book Jay Leno's show?
I don't remember who it was, but I know it was somebody.
It was like a whole.
Or they were told to like, they were told to book Conan first.
Oh, all I saw was the told not to book Jay Leno. It would make sense that they would book one of the other ones first, but.
But anyway. Yeah, I mean, especially at a 10 o'clock on like a weeknight when it could be opposite your own show. Anyway. Also,
here I'm here to promote my show that's on right now. If you switch
flip
channel.
Over and watch it.
Fox and CW shouldn't care then. They should be all over it.
Yeah, maybe it was ABC and CBS. I couldn't remember who it was. It doesn't really matter. It's not news. It was more rumor than news, wasn't it?
Well, it'll end up being one of those things that, like, it depends on how many people are watching it. If it actually draws an audience, then people send the people there. They just might not, like, say somebody from, like Nathan Fillion might not be on a Monday episode of or somebody from CSI Miami or something like that would be on Monday or something. But
yep. that's Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld, the show that should not be on TV. Moving on to another show that I don't watch.
That's right.
Dancing with the Stars. I'll tell you what. I was just saying this before we started recording. As a recent fan, meaning like last Saturday, of UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship or whatever it is, Chuck Liddell, that's who I'm voting for on Dancing with the Stars tonight, this week, this year, crap, this season.
Do you actually vote?
There you go. I don't vote. So in my head, I'm voting for him, but it's not really going to affect anything. My vote doesn't count.
Yeah, I don't vote, and I don't vote. Watch. Well, I don't vote on this. and I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but I'll say that Mark Dacascos and Natalie Coughlin, those will be two finalists.
You think the guy from Iron Chef America or Iron Chef is going to be...
The guy is a former world champion kickboxing and, you know, B-movie action star, but the guy...
Oh, so that makes him a good dancer.
No, but he's got a lot of flexibility and strength
I got you.
For doing a lot of the flipping people around and stuff that they do. And I think he would, on the male side, I think he should do well. And
the good news is I've heard of everybody but Louis Vito, the snowboarder. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're by any means C or B list actors. I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a decent list when you can actually go down and there's only like a couple where you go, really?
Yeah. So Dancing with the Stars, the list is out there. You can find it.
Yeah, if you watch
Tell
the show.
Tell us who you're voting for, if you're watching, if you care. If you're my mom.
Because we don't.
She watches it. She doesn't listen to me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyway, next up.
The next item on the list kind of goes in with last week's episode. ABC has given a script commitment to remake St. Elmo's Fire into a series.
Which, I don't agree. I don't like this idea.
It's just going to be an update that it'll, you know, six friends. I mean, it's not like really...
Having coffee at the Central Perk, yeah. We've seen it done.
Except it'll be, you know, a drama.
Yeah.
You know, drama comedy. And,
so that's sad. You have that to look forward to.
Reno 911 has been canceled by Comedy Central.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
I haven't ever watched it, really.
No, I'm the reason it was canceled.
Me too.
Sorry about that, guys.
And then next summer 2010, will be the final season of Saving Grace.
Seriously, they canceled they canceled Saving Grace, but renewed Hawthorne. Who's in charge over there? Anyway.
I like that they're giving it you sort of forward notice. Like.
Yeah.
So it's not one of those where all of a sudden they decide, and you never get to find out anything about what the deal was with the, you know, with Grace and the Angel and everybody else.
Right. So you have that to look forward to. Another series finale airing on September 13th with sadness in my heart. I say that King of the Hill will air its 1-hour series finale on September 13th. I am a huge fan of King of the Hill.
You are?
I just love it. I love that show. It's on in reruns all the time. I watch it all the time. I think that it's just hilarious. So, I'll be watching on September 13th.
Okay.
That's the news.
Exciting.
Now back to our story of the week or whatever.
Story.
King of the Hill. King of the Hill, everybody.
Oh, Amory.
Anyway.
All right. Yes, let's move on to our topic of the week before Amory does another TV show theme rendition for us.
Wait, can I tell you, I went to two parties this weekend, and I am covered in bug bites, and I hate it. And
you know, they have, I've seen it advertised, they have this little thing that you can, like, clip to your belt or whatever, and it, like, sends out something and keeps the bugs off of you. And so it's your own little personal bug disperser.
Bug disperser?
I don't know what else to call it.
Yes. Yeah, I went outside for 5 minutes. I was attacked. I then sprayed with bug spray, and it didn't stop. And then I got bug spray at brownies, and I felt really bad.
Okay, see, that's you did that in reverse. You put the bug spray on.
No, I know.
And then
I wasn't anticipating being attacked the minute I walked outside. Stupid bugs. Anyway, that's not our topic of the week, guys.
Thank God.
Yeah. So, all on right. to our topic, which is cable TV.
That's a broad topic, cable TV.
That's a broad topic. What's coming on cable in the fall?
Fall preview 2009, cable TV.
There you go. It's basically what I said.
I hope somebody has a list, because I don't.
Is it more coherent?
Yes. Hey, I am never not coherent. I just don't always
make sense. Have a,
yeah. There's a difference. Coherent means that I'm mumbling and I can't, like I'm drunk or something. Well, I may wish I was. That's not the case. Anyway, continue. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the fall season on cable.
And cable TV. Does somebody have a list? Because I don't.
So you want to go, I got a list of sort of by day.
Sure.
Start with Sunday.
That is the first day of the week.
It is on my calendar. And and so I have actually Mad Men listed, just because even though it started, you know,
yesterday,
it goes for 13 weeks, so it goes well into the fall.
Yes.
And that's on AMC, obviously. Well, at least 2.8 million people know that it was there. Food Network has another, I think this is the second time they're doing the Next Iron Chef competition. And that starts on, October 4th. HBO has Curb Your Enthusiasm returning on September 20th. And that'll be followed by a new show, Bored to Death, also on the 20th. And Showtime has The Return of Dexter.
Woo-hoo!
On the 27th, followed by Californication, also on the 27th of September.
Yep. All right, so that's Sunday. Here's what I'm excited about. Dexter. And I gotta say, I've seen the previews for, not previews, but like a preview for the Jason Schwartzman show, Bored to Death. And I do love me some Jason Schwartzman. I love him. However, oh my God, I'm so sick of the commercial where he's like a PI and he goes in. Sometimes it ends with a slap and sometimes it ends with a kiss and sometimes both. And it's so stupid. But I'm going to watch the show.
That it makes you bored to death?
I'm going to watch the show. What else? Mad Men. Okay. Yeah, I'll watch it, you know, to be cool. Like all the cool kids who are watching it. And then, I mean, Dexter, I'm excited about. Californication, I'm excited about. I don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't watch the next Food Network Iron Chef show, whatever that is. What about everybody else?
I'm excited for Dexter and interested to see what they're going to do with the Californication and Hank as a professor. And
yeah.
And as we mentioned on a previous news item, I'm excited, kind of excited about Curb Your Enthusiasm because of the talk of the Seinfeld reunion. And then Mad Men, I just recently watched. I watched season 2 pretty much over the weekend, but still haven't watched the first episode of season 3.
It left me feeling
What, Mad Men?
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
The end of last season left you feeling that way?
No, last night's episode. That was like, Anywho.
What a year is it set in?
1963.
Is it still in 63 when they've come back?
Technically, I'm not supposed to give that away. That was some of the spoilers that was requested, but yes.
Well, the episode aired already, so.
That's what I was asking. The episode aired. It's not like the spoiler anymore.
Except that I haven't seen it. You spoiled me!
6 months later. It's a 6 months later situation.
All right. I don't have anything to say. Californication,
okay.
Maybe.
All right,
but
that was
I'm
just for knowledge information.
Yeah, I don't watch Mad Men. I have no desire to watch
Rick
Mad
Springfield. Rick Springfield is going to be on Californication.
What?
Jesse's girl?
You're confusing me. Rick Springfield's going to be on Californication.
That's what I heard. Maybe I made that up.
Anyway, that's not the only one.
It's not Rick Springfield. It's not Rick Springfield. It's Peter Gallagher from the OC.
How are those even close?
Actually, I think they're both on there, but, you know.
I think Rick Springfield, yeah, he is. But then I know for a fact it's definitely Peter, okay, what is his name? Peter Gallagher.
Gallagher?
Yeah.
Okay, Amory. Anyway.
Oh, Rick Springfield is playing himself on Californication.
Yes, okay. Rick Springfield will be Rick on Californication.
Anyway.
Well, as I was saying... I may watch it, but I'm thinking about getting rid of Showtime, so I may not watch it.
I got you.
Apparently this is jump in as soon as Ray starts to talk day.
That's every time. All right.
Okay, so let's go to Monday, which has ABC Family has Lincoln Heights returning on September 14th. And that'll be followed by Greek, which starts August 31st. Woo-hoo! And then ESPN has Monday Night Football starting on the 14th of September. Have you guys watched the first episode of Greek?
I have watched the first episode of Greek, and I love it. I love that show. I love that show so much.
Amory, do you love that show?
I do.
I have also watched the first episode of Greek, and I also love it.
There was so much awesomeness about it.
It's a hat trick. I've watched it. I also loved it.
Score!
So
guys,
much so that we don't want to say anything about it to ruin it.
I think you're going to love it,
for the viewing audience.
You're going to love it. There are a couple things that made me go... Actually, two things in particular that made me go... That was a gasping sound. And
thanks for narrating. I think we got it.
And that's about it.
I will say that for those of you who also listen to the TV Talk podcast, that I do not agree with GMMR about the person who she thinks gained a whole bunch of weight.
Yeah, I don't see it at all.
I don't see it at all either. Sorry, Kath. And everybody's like, tell us who it is! But I refuse.
We refuse. We'll keep our mouths shut.
I haven't listened to their last episode, so I don't know who you're talking about, but I'd have to say from watching the episode, I don't recall anybody that sort of stood out more than they used to.
Right. So that's that. Greek is awesome, and nobody gained weight. That is the motto going into
the episode. There might have been weight gain, but it's not like noticeable enough to warrant some of the comments.
Oh my god, you know what I just found? I just found my one Eskimo CD.
All right.
Anyway,
from the Comic-Con WB party.
Yes. Anywho, what else is happening on Mondays?
That's it.
You said
found.
Lincoln Heights, Greek, and the third show. What was the third show?
I just said Monday Night Football starts on the 14th.
Oh, well, I'll watch Monday Night Football, but I'm not watching the Eagles. Sorry, Eagles. You took Michael Vick, Eagles.
Hey. Sure.
So much for second chances in Philly.
Yeah, you don't get a second chance in Philadelphia. You don't get a second chance if you kill dogs for 6 years. Anyway, no, that's not true. I'll still support the Eagles. I just don't like Monday Night Football. So there's me backtracking on my very strongly worded.
I'm not watching them until they're winning.
Yeah, exactly. That's what a Philadelphia fan does. We don't care about our teams until they're winning. And then when they are winning, we love them. Anyway,
okay.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday's going to be my favorite. Go ahead.
FX has the second season of Sons of Anarchy starting on September 8th. Lifetime has a new sitcom, Sherry, that will be followed by Rita Rocks. And they actually start on Monday the 5th. But we'll normally play on Tuesdays. And then Sci-Fi has Scare Tactics on October 6th.
October 6th, my birthday! My birthday! Woohoo!
Sons of Anarchy continues to be awesome. I thought it was a great where they picked up in the story and what they set up for the new season going forward. There's a lot going on, but you can totally follow it.
It's amazing. I can't sell this show good enough. I love this show.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite new shows last season, and It doesn't look like it's in for any sophomore slump.
Is that what you're talking about? Sons of Anarchy? Yes. Anarchy?
Yes. I don't know what show that is, but we're talking about Sons of Anarchy.
Shut up.
Yeah, I just think it's fantastic. I think that they're giving Charlie Hunnam a lot more interesting stuff to do this season, so he's a little more interesting. And every time I watch him, I do think, remember the accent podcast that we had where we talked about accents? And I only had problems with females who can't cover their accents. I may have referenced Charlie Hunnam, but he's terrible at hiding his British accent. I still love him, though. Anyway, y'all are going to love it. Y'alls. Who am I right now? Shane Sparks. Y'alls are going to love it.
Oh, Lord.
What else is on? Rita Rocks is a cute show.
All those
show.
People who actually were enjoying it before are going to love it. Unless you're like me, who wasn't enjoying it, you probably won't love it.
Exactly, because it's a lot of the same old stuff. If you didn't like it, you're not going to like it. But if you did like it, you're going to love it.
Pretty
that's
much.
It.
Yeah.
And Rita Rocks is cute, and I'm not going to watch Sherry Shepherd's show. And I'm going to watch Scare Tactics, because you know I love me the Scare Tactics family. And that's about it.
I don't think there's anything awesome. On Tuesday there.
How do I bring the Paul to the conversation so fast?
It's just natural talent.
Anyway,
I was going over the list in my head, and I don't think there's anything I watch on Tuesday in that list. So,
I got you. All right.
It'll pretty much be I'll watch Sons of Anarchy, and then I'll also watch Rita Rocks. But I'll probably watch
is Sherry.
That.
The show was Sherry Stringfield or
Sherry Shepherd. From View.
Shepherd. Never mind.
That's about right.
Yeah. Anywho.
Okay. Wednesday. Bravo has the return of Top Chef.
Woo!
And that'll be followed by a new show called Launch My Line. And then Comedy Central has South Park returning on October 7th. And that'll be followed by a new show, Secret Girlfriend. And FX has Nip Tuck returning on October 14th.
Yes. So, I'm not going to watch South Park. I'm going to watch Nip Tuck because I feel like I have to see it through to the end, even though it's just a mockery of what it used to be. And I can only hope that Glee doesn't turn out to something like that in 6 years. I've got to be honest, I forget
every
other
show. Shows don't last that long.
Huh?
Top Chef.
Oh, Top Chef. I'm very excited about Top Chef. I love Top Chef. I love Top Chef so much.
Launch My Line was the other one.
And what is that? What is long? I mean, I'd imagine it's about, like, clothing?
I think it's basically their retaliation for taking Project Runway away, in my
opinion.
Wait,
who? Bravo or Lifetime? Wait, Bravo? Then they did the fashion show, which was their other retaliation.
Yeah, like, it's on that same, isn't that the same, that's on Wednesday, right? That's the same day as Project Runway?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, it's
not really retaliation, but their attempt to try and get those people to tune into them instead.
Oh, wait, Project Runway's on Thursdays. Anyway.
It is.
I mean, you can kind of tell from it. Launch My Line. It's about fashion.
Yeah, I know. That's all I wanted to know what it was about.
Top Chef is what I'll be watching.
Me too. Which reminds me, I got to write that on my list because that is not on the schedule I made for myself. And that throws a wrench into my plans. Balls.
You have multiple DVRs. That shouldn't throw a wrench into your plans.
Yeah, but there's a lot of TV on.
It says the series features 10 well-known professionals who are highly regarded in their own field of expertise, but have always dreamed of having their own clothing line.
Weird.
And these professionals will be paired with 10 established fashion designers who will help them execute their dream clothing line.
Okay. So there's your answer. It is about clothes.
All right, Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
Unless Jason wants to talk about what he's going to watch.
Well, actually, I'm looking at that, and it looks like they've changed. Looks like they've changed the dates. It'll be September 16th for Launch My Line, and Top Chef is returning even sooner. August 19th is what it shows now.
Yep.
Yeah, it starts this week.
Yeah. So. They've changed that since the... I'll have to update my list here. So
Bravo's moved a whole bunch of things around. Yeah. Which, by the way, we did mention Flipping Out, which was on Tuesdays on Bravo.
Excellent.
Yeah, so Top Chef August 19th, and Launch My Line starts September 16th. And I'll just go back and cut the other part out, and you'll never know it was there.
Except we had a whole discussion about it.
Yeah. Well, so you don't need to cut that out.
All right.
Okay. So, pretty much nothing on Wednesday night that interests me. I've never watched Nip Tuck, and...
Shut up! Back up! I just looked up who's going to be on the show. Launch My Line. Freaking Dan Tarity from So You Think You Can Dance. I hate him. Which makes
you're not going to be watching
so much more. Oh my god, how is he on the show?
Because he's a professional.
That's always wanted to have a fashion line.
Freaking I'm going to guess it's going to be dance clothes.
What a douche.
I could be wrong about that. Workout clothes, maybe?
Hey, you know what? I got to be honest. I don't know why I don't like him. There's nothing about him that makes me want to hate him. I just do.
All right. That's a shocker.
Anyway, go ahead. That's a shocker.
Okay.
Sure is.
Thursday, Comedy Central will have a new show, the Jeff Dunham Show, that will start on October 22nd. And new episodes of Tosh.0 will return on October 8th. And then FX has the return of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Woohoo! Which is a bold-faced lie.
Except for apparently recently, since you burned yourself today, it was so hot.
Yeah. Oh my god, it was hot. It was scaldingly hot in my car today.
And that'll be September 17th. And at some point, there'll be a new show called Archer following it.
Does your cat make too much noise? Try kitten mittens. Oh, Jesus. I love that video so much. I am so excited about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You can't even imagine.
Look it up, people. It's out there online.
Look it up.
If you want,
kitten
want
mittens.
To know what
Look
else she's talking about.
And then also, Lifetime has Project Runway starting August 20th.
I'm very excited about Project Runway, too. Only because I want to see what Lifetime has done to kind of crap it up.
To Lifetime it?
Yeah.
I bet they didn't do much. Project Runway. Runway. One way. I don't know what the hell I just said. That's what I'll be watching. Oh, It's Always Sunny, of course. I don't even need to say that, do I?
I'm sorry, what?
She's going to be
watching
It's Always
Sunny.
Oh, I
don't even need to say that. I will not be watching Jeff Dunham. I've only heard bad things about him lately. Ventriloquist.
Yeah, I won't either, because every time somebody brings up his name, I say, who is Jeff Dunham? And I never care.
His routines are funny. But I've heard only bad things about him lately, so.
So it's off.
Okay. So, Friday, which comes after Thursday, so that makes perfect sense. Stars has Crash returning on September 18th, and Sci-Fi has the series premiere of Stargate Universe on October 2nd, and that'll be followed by the return of Sanctuary on October 9th.
You know who's guest starring in an episode of Sanctuary this season?
Lots of people.
Michael Shanks! Michael Shanks, everybody.
Oh, Amory.
He is. So you can sit there and watch the episode and look at your phone, and then look at the episode and look at your phone.
Exactly. That's the plan.
And then I'm not sure how much farther they run, but obviously Monk and Sight continue to run a little bit into the fall. And then
I believe Monk will run straight through until the end of the season in December.
Monk runs into October. I mean, Psych runs into October, for the record. Like, they finish in late October.
Probably right around the time when our next show premieres, White Collar!
That's right. And then White Collar premieres on USA on October 23rd.
Friday show?
Yep.
It's going to take over the Psych time slot.
And it is funny. And Matthew Bomer is freaking hot. That's all I had to say about that.
Tiffany Thiessen's hot, too.
Yeah, she doesn't do much in the pilot.
I haven't seen that yet. It's on its way. The pilot screener is on its way. Mm-hmm. Hasn't shown up yet. But it looks good.
Cool.
From the
Yeah, it is. I like it. I think it'll be
stuff.
It's a perfect USA show.
I'm waiting for something related to it. Anyway.
Wow. Wow. Weirdo.
I know. Sorry to be vague. Sorry to be vague.
This is a Ray is all about just dropping little tidbits and keeping you wanting more.
That's what I'm here for.
Okay.
I don't know what else. I can't remember what was said on Friday, but I watched
Stargate SGU and Sanctuary. I'll probably watch Sanctuary, but not religiously because I love Amanda. And I'm not going to watch Stargate. Sorry. I have no interest.
I do have interest in checking out the new version of Stargate Universe just because it looks like it looks a little more serious than like Stargate Atlantis. So, but it also seems to be part of a spate of shows of people stuck on ships in space.
Mm-hmm.
And virtuality was a one shot and defying gravity is dying a slow death on ABC. But I don't know. It looks, I'll check it out. And then I'll definitely be checking out.
How can they be stuck on a spaceship in Stargate? They have a Stargate. They can go anywhere.
I don't really know.
Something about it is,
I don't know what a Stargate is.
They have to get off the planet that they're
on. To different worlds.
They have to get off the planet that they're on or something like that, and they end up on this ancient ship. And part of it is like they have to figure out how, they're kind of stuck on it a little bit, and they kind of have to figure out how to get it to work or something like that.
Oh.
But they're kind of, I don't know. It's sort of in that genre of being stuck on a ship. At least that's what it looked like. But mostly I'm looking forward to White Collar.
Cool.
On Fridays. And then Saturdays, BBC America has the third season of Robin Hood starting on September 12th.
Cool.
And then also, while it's not a cable show, I didn't know where else to really put it since it'll be in syndication on one of your local channels, is Legend of the Seeker. And the second season of that begins the weekend of November 7th, which it'll usually play on Saturdays or Sundays at some point in time on some channel. So check your local listings.
That's helpful.
Well, you can go to legendoftheseeker.com, and up in the upper right-hand corner it says find where it's playing, and you can like click on it, type in your zip code, and it'll tell you what networks or what channels, local channels, are playing it in your area.
Cool. Prime time!
Covering the week of August 9th through August 16th.
Prime time! Running together! Anyway, did I sing enough for you, Ray?
Sure, Amory. Thank you.
Oh, jeez. So anyway, what's up first? You have a list. I don't write things down, okay? God.
Okay,
it's so difficult. You don't have to actually like put pen to paper or anything. You can like type it in or something. Or
this is true.
Or just put up an email in front of you or something. I don't know.
You guys,
what
have you seen the Twilight Barbie dolls?
I have.
Sorry for the tangent.
There's Twilight Barbie dolls.
Yep. I feel like I should buy those for Dan and Kath for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
All right, sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry for the sidetrack. Okay, Drop Dead Diva is on the list first.
Which episode? Last week or this week?
I don't know.
Both,
I'm not the one who's going to talk about it.
Both, the last 2 weeks. We kind of can cover the last 2 weeks since.
Here's what I noticed. I noticed that Grayson is really, really attractive. That's had to add to the conversation.
Awesome. Well, that's all our Drop Dead Diva talk. Grayson's hot.
And I think Fred is adorable. I think Fred is adorable.
Well, what I wanted to say about the show is I think it improves from week to week. But the thing I really like is that, although I tend to like shows that do this, is the story of the week is not just, you know, like the case of the week. It blends in with what she's going through. So in
Grey's Anatomy does it every single episode.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying, is I like,
oh, okay,
is shows that do that, is it does that, but it takes, it blends in her case of the week. Usually there's something and then they sort of focus on that in where she is and dealing with what's happened to her. And I think they do a pretty good job of it. And I think overall the show, up until, you know, even like last night's episode with the guest star Georgia Fox, was really good. I mean, the progression of the show is moving at a good pace. They found a good pace to sort of keep moving things along.
Yeah, and last night was the first episode where I noticed just how hot Grayson was when he showed up at the end, all sexy like, looking for the bracelet. It was nice. But I mean,
when he wasn't all in lawyer issues. In his lawyer uniform.
Yeah. I mean, he still has issues, whatever. The show still has issues, whatever. I think it's adorable. And I will continue to watch. Ray, are you still with us?
I'm still with you. I'm not watching the show anymore. So
you gave up on it?
I did.
Wait, what caused you to stop watching it? Weren't you watching it?
I was watching it. And then the next week after we had our discussion about it, I had to go to tape it or something. And I was like, why am I keeping this? I don't really care about the show and I don't like the girl in it. So I should stop watching.
Well done. Well, you know what? You got to stick to your guns. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Which is how I gave up on shows like Brothers and Sisters. Sorry, I don't watch you anymore. Anyway, what's next?
But we'll save that for the ABC preview in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
True Blood is next on the list.
And I'm the only one who watches it, right?
Yes.
I just want to say, and this will mean nothing to either of you, but to me, well, Ray, you
is
were there
hot
when we had dinner.
On the show?
Well, yeah, but Ray, you were there when we had dinner with Alexander Skarsgård.
I was there.
You were there. He is brilliant. Last night's episode, there was a scene. Like, this show has always been campy. It's always been, like, ridiculous. I kind of roll my eyes at it, and afterwards I share, like, texts with each other, like, with a friend, and it's like, oh my God, did you watch? Whatever. This last night's episode actually made me cry. Like, I was invested in this emotional story arc, and Alexander Skarsgård and Alan Hyde were ridiculous. They were brilliant. They were phenomenal. I got teary-eyed, and Anna Paquin, for the first time in, like, 20 episodes, made me believe she is an actress versus just some stupid bimbo saying stupid lines.
Wow.
So I'm just going on record as saying that I agree with you, Jace. It was emotionally moving, heartbreaking, uplifting, all the words you said it was in a much more eloquent fashion.
That's awesome.
There you have it.
I'm glad you agree with Jace.
Well, he's the only review that I actually read about it, so.
Okay.
He's the only person I could compare it to. Anyway, that's my True Blood thoughts.
Lovely.
Thank you.
And that's the Televisionary for people that don't know who the hell I'm talking about.
For people not in the know.
Televisionaryblog.com.
Because it's my short show.
What?
You ever see that on the Disney Channel?
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that. All
right. Moving on. The next show on the list is The Closer. And I only put it on the list because I had to talk about how great the brownie scene was with Brenda.
Oh my God, it was hilarious.
Actually, all of those scenes were great, but when she comes out of the bedroom and she's like, we have to talk.
Yeah.
These brownies are great.
It was so funny. And her and her daughter, like, it was probably a really cool scene for the two of them to get to do, because they just kind of let go, mom and daughter. Right. Aunt and niece on the show, but it was, oh my God, it was hilarious.
It's funny. And then when he gets home and he's like, it's just funny. Just
it
his
was
reaction.
Awesome.
Realizes what's going on and then also puts everything together that he signed for it and and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just on top of that, the case itself with the guy in the box. That was disgusting.
Oh, it's so gross.
It was disgusting, but it provided so much, like, you know.
And how Provenza just like doesn't care. He's
what? Don't open it here. Take it in there. And then they're like, she's like, why'd you open it here? I won't be able to get the smell out of here for weeks. But
must watch.
But yeah, it was. And then the coroner, now doctor.
I was like, coroner.
That guy is so funny.
He's my favorite character on 10 Things or Less, or 10 Items or Less. Brilliant. It's Dr. Terrence now.
Yeah.
Funny. Anywho.
So it was a good episode.
Yes, it was. So there's all right. that.
All right. Next on the list is Weeds, which I put on the list.
Oh, that's right. You kept adding things.
I think we're done. But Weeds. Well, I don't really have anything to say about that. But, well, actually, I do. Especially that outfit.
Excuse me. I didn't add all the other things, so I added some of my own. Whatever.
Anyway, Ray.
Yes, speaking of the outfit, I don't know who in the wardrobe thought Nancy's wedding outfit was a good idea, but...
Oh my god, it was so ridiculous.
I didn't even know what they were going for there, but it was bad.
Like, I thought it was a dream sequence. It was so bad.
Right, like, it's something she would never wear, like, normally. So why was she wearing it at the wedding?
Which she is such like she is a snappy dresser.
She is. Like, she always looks good, even when she's just wearing a t-shirt and jeans. Ugh, it was so bad. So, which brought up the point that I already have enough trouble believing whether she's sincere about how she feels about Esteban. And if she is sincere, I want to know. I feel like it hasn't really been earned this season. I think partly because they did kind of like the time travel stuff. Not the time travel, but.
They're
like,
time traveling on Weeds, everybody.
They move forward. You know what I mean? Like in the show itself, yeah. The episodes move forward very quickly in time so that they could get the pregnancy over and have the baby. But as a result, I think that if there was reconciling with Esteban from the way he treated her at the beginning of the season to how they're acting now, I think we were kind of robbed of it because it wasn't really earned on the show because it all happened so quickly.
Right.
I personally don't believe that Esteban is going to survive the season, or rather his storyline is going to survive the season. I don't know anything. That's not a spoiler. I just don't think it. But even still, like, it made me doubt the sincerity of the wedding because of how she was dressed. I was like, if she really cared about this, not that
I
she
agree.
Cares about him, but she's obviously just trying to keep her family safe, but she acts like she also cares about him a little, at least to, I was about to call him Justin.
Your good friend, Justin.
My good friend, Justin. Oh my God, Andy. Thank you. Sorry, played by Justin Kirk.
Oh my God.
Because I couldn't get it out of my head. All I could see was Justin. Anyway, Andy, like, she acts like to Andy that she really cares about Esteban, so I get all confused about it. But that outfit made me doubt her sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, that's all I had to bring up. Plus, the entire episode was pretty damn funny, but...
It was. I love how happy Ignacio was. Is that his name? No, what's his name? The guy.
I know who you're talking about. Can't think of his name.
Her new, Celia's new dealer or whatever, new hookup. He was so happy at the wedding. I just loved that. I thought it was brilliant.
He was like the only one who was happy.
Yeah, exactly. Which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I'm at a wedding. I just love Shane floating on the in the pool in the background. Give me a beer.
Love it.
It's funny.
Crazy, anyway. Crazy bastard kid. He's so weird.
He is weird. Poor kid. He'll up.
Good all right. shot.
That was all I had to say.
Excellent.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
When we actually let her talk.
Exactly. Better Off Ted is the next.
Better Off Ted. List. Oh, freaking A.
Better Off Ted. Yes. The Jabberwocky episode is probably, of the 13 episodes first season, I think it's my second favorite episode. You Are the Boss of Me is my favorite one with the medieval fight club. But
my favorite is Racial Insensitivity.
Yeah, that's... maybe this is my third favorite episode. But anyways, the presentation of the new way of doing business was...
Oh my God.
That was one of the funniest, like, spoofs on, like, business conferences or, you know, business meetings. That was just hilarious.
I was laughing so hard. I was embarrassed. Like, I was I was by myself watching the show, and I was laughing hysterically. Like, I couldn't contain my laughter.
Well, it was just, you
just know, thinking about it right now, it's just insane.
It's like, how do we do such and such? But we redefine. How do we redefine? By changing the definition.
Like, it's just,
it just goes through.
Absurd.
It. And the everybody
the
out there is like,
choreographed dancing was my favorite part. Yeah. If I have to pick a part, it was the choreographed dancing. It was incredible.
Just that the whole episode, right down to the crossing of the DNA of firebugs with the flowers for fire flowers to light up the roof
and the
garden.
Fire squirrel,
and then the squirrel comes running by. And they're like, what was that? It's all lit up. And he's all, fire squirrel. But then later on in Ted's, you know, talking at the end, you find out that the squirrel died because of exhaustion, because it couldn't get any sleep, because it couldn't turn itself off.
Yep. And the second episode was great, too. Ray, what did you think? You weren't as in love with it as I was in the beginning. What do you think now?
Of the show, you mean?
What else could I possibly mean?
You have any more thoughts on weeds?
Of the fire squirrel, right? Anyway, yes, of the show.
I didn't know if you were talking about the episode specifically or the show. Jesus.
A little of both.
I like the show. It's funny. I Hulu'd it. I watched a marathon on Hulu, so I can't really recall which episode is which at the moment because I watched all of the last few that had just aired.
Like the last six that they have out there?
Yeah. So I watched them all at once. Like, I literally watched them one right after another because I couldn't stop watching.
Right?
And
so
I don't,
good.
I,
stop you watching.
Actually, you actually posted a quote.
See?
From, you actually posted a quote from one of those, and then you posted a link to Hulu with the thing, and I followed it, and I watched that. And then I clicked on something else, and pretty soon I was watching You Are the Boss of Me again. It was it just ended up...
The quote was about abbreviations, which is particularly apt in my particular organization because we use a lot of abbreviations. So I sent that little clip that I posted to somebody at my office. I was like, this is so perfect because we were just talking about, like, we use so many acronyms that we actually, like, make up our own bullshit acronyms on the wall. Like, my friend's office, she has, like, and I couldn't even tell you what they are right now. I'd have to read the whiteboard to tell you what they are, but, like, stupid ones. Like, that have to do with how we feel about how we're doing on a project or whatever. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stupid acronyms where, like, ass face or...
Yeah, I don't think that these acronyms are really saving us any time.
I just love it. I love this show. I wish more people were watching it. And then I thought the second episode with Veronica as the... as the magician's assistant was, I love Mark Declan so much. So it was really cool to see him. And the attention to detail that the show shows, like, there's like the throwaway part that she says about how the people in the front row need ponchos.
And
they're like, they don't mention it again, but there's Phil and them sitting in their ponchos and like, they love it. God, it's so good.
Well, what was it? His name was, Mordor, the Unforgiving, or the, what was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Something like that. But the line was just like, I sure hope that Mordor the Unforgiving understands. it's lines like that. And they all say them just with completely straight face and just go about
it. Oh my God, I know.
And it's got to be hilarious on set because a lot of times I'm sure that they can't keep a straight face. Because some of the things are just so out there. And you couldn't tell where she hid the dove.
Yeah, that's incredible. Love it.
But I like stuff like Ted shows up and he goes, I'm going to sit here in the back. So, and then everybody else shows up. And he's like, oh, she's not going to like that. And then in talking about it, he's like, but they have better seats than I do.
Love it, funny show.
Yes, when it comes back, people need to check it out. People need to go out to Hulu and watch the last six episodes.
ABC missed a huge thing. They could have said, recently scorned member of Twilight cast. She's in New Moon, but was fired before Eclipse. Rachel LeFevre is in this episode. Why don't you watch it? But they didn't. Twilight people will watch anything with Twilight people in it.
And she was the only reason that I would actually have gone to see the second Twilight movie. So,
did you see the first Twilight movie?
Yes,
I did. Talk about. Whoo! Anywho, what's next on our list?
Monk.
Mr. Monk and the Foreign Man.
Oh, Adewale Akin. I don't know how to say his name. Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo. Who might be back in the final season of Lost?
He wants to be, even though he quit.
Hey! Let's not be talking about that shit.
What? He interviewed about it.
So.
I understand that he interviewed about it. I don't like to hear that stuff. That is a spoiler for me. I don't like to hear it.
Wait, hold up.
It's not guaranteed.
So I know for future reference. Hang on. So I know for future reference. In case someone says something like, oh my God, I want to be on that show, but there have been no talks with any producers and nobody's invited you back, I shouldn't mention it.
Because it's a huge spoiler.
I just say.
I get it. I get it. Anyway, let's talk about Monk. What do we have to say about Monk?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is I thought it was a really good episode for, like, restarting up.
The Trudy.
To find out the who murdered Trudy, sort of what the season-long arc is going to be. And the scene with the two of them where he pulls out the book to show him why he understands what he's going through, that scene was just, for a show that's kind of silly sometimes and stuff like that, that was actually pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they do drama well, too. I thought it was good.
But I thought it was a good place to, like, sort of refocus and put that sort of towards the forefront.
Right.
Yep. So there's Monk.
I don't watch the show regularly, but I swear to God, every time I watch it, there's something referencing Trudy. So for me, I felt like... I was like, really? Now we're back to... I mean, I understand why we're back to it, because it is the last season, but...
He does mention her or stuff like that will happen, but this sort of reset the focus as actually...
Wanting to find who killed her.
Actually starting up the investigation again.
Right. Like, no, I understand that. I guess I just didn't...
Level.
Didn't quite understand why this prompted it versus everything else that's ever happened, but I understand why...
Because this
why
is about a wife
it.
Being killed.
Oh my God, I know! I understand the correlation, but...
And because this is
but
the
you
final
still
season.
Want to complain.
The reason is because this is the final season.
I'm not complaining, Amory. Like, complaining. I'm saying that I understand that it's the final season, so I understand why they've brought it back up.
But that you
don't
understand.
But I think they maybe could have sold it a little more. Never mind. I'm not getting into it.
Apparently you are.
This is how we do it. I'm not getting into it. I stopped talking about it. I'm talking about something else. Jesus.
She's moving on, folks. She's moving on.
I thought the "this is how we do it in America" part was funny. How everything was Monk's
oh my
way
God,
of doing it.
Doing the laundry, watching the dishes. Is that a speck? Oh yes. My God, brilliant.
Where's
nothing
the
done?
What have you done? Well, we've watched this fork and this knife.
What are you doing? We're washing dishes like you do in America.
Love it.
Anyway.
All right. Anyway.
Psych would be the last thing on our list.
Psych.
Okay, so how many times did you watch the episode, Ray?
I've only watched this episode once.
So it's not great.
I've watched it twice.
This is a terrible episode?
It just happened on Friday. I haven't had time to I had to decorate a cake this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, you'd watch
turned out very lovely.
You'd watched the good episode 4 times over the weekend last time, so.
No. I'd watched the good episode 4 times since I had had access to the screener.
Oh, okay. Exactly. So you'd had a much more time to watch it. Okay.
Right. I did want to say that according to the Psych Writers Room, they were the number one show on television last Friday, so.
Yes, I just saw that. And he said, we love you. Well, I love 80 to 84% of you. The others, I just like.
Not
direct
that
quote
way.
There, ladies and gentlemen. I thought the episode was good. There was things that like made me like chuckle out loud. I was like, oh, the Ponzi scheme thing with talking about Arthur Ponzarelli. It was just very funny. I gotta be honest, though. Not my favorite episode of the show.
No, not mine either.
I don't know. I really liked the episode just because, like, Sean was just like a quote machine. He just was like, and a lot of them worked. I mean, a lot of it was good. I mean, even, you know, like, just little stuff. Like, come on, Gus, you know that there's only regular and Malibu Sean. And
when he introduced Gus as jazz hands, though.
And he's just standing back there doing the jazz hands.
So funny. Yeah, I mean, I think it was funny, but it wasn't my favorite ever. I don't know. Anywho.
So yes, I would say the fact that I did not rewatch it immediately would be a sign that I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
I will rewatch it because I actually have. I was wrong. I had rewatched a portion of it the next morning because it was USA was on my TV and it was on again.
I think this episode with all the quotes and all the stuff, I think it is a good episode to watch again because you probably catch a couple things that you may have missed the first time.
Right. They're funny. There wasn't a lot of Juliet or Lassiter.
Yeah.
I wanted a little bit more from the, oh my God, what's her name? The girl he's dating. So bad. I want to say Rachel
Lee Cook.
Abigail, thank you. I wanted a little bit, like, I didn't feel like there was any closure to that storyline. And maybe that's intentional, but, like, with her talking to his dad, whatever.
Well, it's a sort of a continuing storyline. It's not really over, but I just liked when Gus gets him to actually call and check in, and then he like keeps fighting him on it, and then he finally does. And when he does, she's at his dad's house. And then when he gets off the phone, he's like, "Gus, why didn't you tell me to check in earlier?" It's just stuff like that I think is funny.
Yeah, good stuff. All good.
Is that it for our prime time?
That's it for our prime time. You wanted us to talk for longer?
No.
You got something else? You got a couple more things you want to say about Weeds or another show you'd like to slip in the list? Or
what's wrong with walking upside down? Watching Alvo spinning ninja kicks. Anyway.
Next week, we will be talking about what's coming on the CW. Is that correct?
Yes, I think.
I believe so. That's because they got stuff starting
on the 8th of September.
Yeah, early in September. So,
also, so does Fox.
Yes, Amory, Fox is the next.
Are we
going to
get Fox done? Be okay. Just checking.
Yeah, Fox follows.
As I was saying, next week we will be doing the fall preview for the CW. If you have anything you want to say about those shows, sorry. I was thinking of the list of shows and what I have to say about them. If you have anything you want to say about those shows, feel free to give us a call on our Snapvine widget or leave us a comment or email us via the website, which is tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands. Gus. No, I'm just going to say Gus.
Gus.
Well, actually, I think it was really nice that they, you know, paid homage to our little podcast by
shout out to the TV Times 3 podcast.
That's right. It was a little shout out to TV Times 3.
Jazz hands. Anyway, or you can leave us some feedback on iTunes, whatever you want to do. On Twitter, TV Times 3. All of those things are available to you.
Leprechauns keep checking out my ass. It's a song.
Okay. Random.
Anyway.
Speaking of music, some of it was provided by Amory, as you well know.
Yes.
The rest of it was provided by iodapromonet.com, the TV. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. And that would be all.
That's our show, ladies and gents. Ladies and germs, that's our show.
Yes, it is.
What a great show it was, too.
I think it'll come out pretty good.
Oh. Yeah. hey,
anywho.
As soon as I edit out some of Ray, it'll be awesome.
Hey.
Delayed reaction.
Wait, what?
So we're good, then. I gotta eat. My mom is making me steak.
I'm,
Nice.
I'm headed out to Qdoba to get a giant burrito.
Oh my god, Qdoba's so good. I do love their cheese dip.
It is. It's so good. It's also freaking expensive if you just get the cheese dip itself.
Yes. Anyway, we've gone off topic again.
Both of you had taken this off. I decided I needed my own tangent. Not TV related at all, though, unfortunately. But food related, so.
Food related, anything
fits
related
the
to
the end
food
of the podcast.
Yes. All right, folks. Seriously, I gotta leave.
All right,
goodbye.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
And it's recording. Well, it's definitely recording Amory.
All right, Amory.
Sorry, I had to yawn. I had to get it out of the way so I didn't yawn on the podcast.
Too late.
Now might be a good time for me to take a break and go to the bathroom. I have to pee so bad.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. I'll be back.
Don't want any Freddie Munson action here on the episode.
No, we don't.
So that's the fall cable preview. So good, it make you run to the bathroom.
Indeed.
I just put this chart together like a couple days ago. And just going through it and then looking online at the same time, there's like about 5 things that have changed.
That's bound to happen. At least now people know that it's are reminded of certain things that are happening.
That's right. But there's actually, I was actually surprised there was, I guess it's kind of you go from summer to fall and the cable offerings kind of shrink up a little bit. Although I guess there is a decent number of shows on cable for the fall.
Did I miss anything?
I don't know. We didn't go with you.
Gross. Anyway, I'm back. I'm better than ever. All right, folks. Seriously, I gotta leave.
You should do so.
Okay. Leave.
okay. Leave. You're so pissed. I love it. Just leave then.
At least you weren't earlier. That's the good thing.
What?
Huh?
That was a pissed reference.
Oh. Anyway.
Call back to the halfway point of the podcast.
Okay,
oh, Lord. All right, goodbye.
Bye.